Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Welcome to All Things Internet. This is a show where we talk about the things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, and Emily fact checks about like 97%.
Why do you bump me down every week? It started at 100, then it was 99, then it was 98, now I'm down to 97.
Well, I don't know you. I gotta make you prove yourself. I'm Rachel. That is Emily. Let's get on with the news for today. What's up?
Okay, did we want to start by saying what we are and are not going to talk about this episode?
Oh, so we can start. Okay. We are very well aware of the war happening right now in Ukraine, and we definitely stand with the Ukraine people, and Putin can go lick my right toe after I stick it in some dog poop. But this episode, I know it's the news is everywhere, so we're going to use this as an escape. We're going to touch on some stories around it that are kind of weird, but yeah. We are going to... On Thursday, I'm doing a fundraiser live stream for the people of Ukraine, and we can talk about everything there. We will speak out on everything, and we are going to raise money. But this episode of this podcast, we're going to keep it kind of light as an escape for those who need it. And yes, that is very privileged, but this is what we are doing today. So there's that. Okay. Good?
Good. And maybe like in the bio, we could share like a link of somewhere they could, or we could put your GoFundMe.
I'll create the GoFundMe. So if you guys would like to donate, if you can't, hit up the live stream. The live stream will be 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on my main channel this coming Thursday. If you can't hit that up, then their link is below in this video of this podcast episode. Cool?
Yay. Good.
All right. Cool. What else? What do we actually have to talk about today, though, Emily?
All right. So we're going to start with Amanda Bynes. I know.
I love her.
Me too. Okay. So Amanda Bynes has filed a petition with the court to officially end her conservatorship, which she's been in since 2013.
I didn't know she was in one. I'd only known like a Britney Spears to ever be in one.
The only time that I knew that Amanda Bynes was in one was when the Britney Spears one ended. And then I saw all these BuzzFeed articles being like, now that Britney's has ended, we need to start rallying behind Amanda. But until that point, I had no idea.
I had never heard about it. I didn't even know conservatorships were a thing for people that aren't super old.
Right. Well, until Britney, I didn't know that either.
I didn't know what one was.
Oh.
Why would I ever hear about it? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so on Wednesday the 23rd, she officially petitioned the Ventura County Superior Court to end her conservatorship of more than 8 years. So she was originally placed under this conservatorship after a series of legal issues, including a DUI in which she clipped a sheriff's car.
Oh, my God.
If you're going to clip someone's car, it's not... Yep. Sorry, it's not funny. And then this was followed. It's kind of ironic. No, Emily, no. All right. So after the DUI, which is not funny and a very serious topic, I was just laughing at the fact that she hit a sheriff's car. This was
followed.
Just of
all the cars on the road. Just like the chances of that are laughable. That is what
Right. This was followed by another arrest for throwing a bong out of her New York City apartment window. And then she
What a decision to make.
I'm not sure what series of events led to hurling of a bong outside of a window.
I mean, I would like to know the series of events.
Maybe after she's out of the conservatorship, she can tell us. And then she did an involuntary mental health hospitalization in July of 2013 after authorities said that she set fire in front of a home in Thousand Oaks, California. And so since the hospitalization, her mother, Lynn, has been in charge of Amanda's conservatorship. And thankfully, unlike Brittany's family, when she's asked about how she feels about Amanda asking to end it, she said that she is very proud of Amanda and the progress that she has made and is in full support of her ending it. And also that she's looking forward to seeing the next chapter in Amanda's life as her mother and not her conservator. So
I feel like this conservatorship seems, I would love a documentary. Obviously, I want to know the facts, but that's me being right. nosy and getting myself in not my business. But I would love it. And I feel like this one was truly to help Amanda.
Help her, right.
Because we saw her, you know, she got broken down.
Yeah.
It happens, especially to child stars, because they were never taught anything other than your privacy doesn't exist and you are a public figure. And life is crazy and you just have to work and do what everyone else says.
Right.
They weren't taught how to cope as normal humans in our society. So we did see her break down a little bit, but we haven't heard much from her in years other than she was doing like fashion school. So I truly think she did get herself together and I'm really grateful for that. Again, would love a documentary.
Right, because I did try and find a statement from her because, like, once this news broke, once it became public record that she petitioned, I have to burp. Okay.
Tasty.
Oh, God, keep burping. Once this news was public, all of these news sources started reaching out to her to see if she would give a statement. And from what I could find as of this morning, she has yet to release one.
She doesn't want to be in the limelight anymore, I don't think.
I'm thinking it's either two options. Like, either she's like, I'm done and I just want to live a normal life and I kind of want to keep this low key and just, you know, not bring attention to it. Or it's not what her mom's saying and, like, it is kind of another Britney situation. But it's just like, we'll never know. We will never know.
Well, if her mom's in favor of the conservatorship ending, then maybe it won't be that intense and it'll end and then she will be able to say something.
Brittany's dad kind of say the same thing though? He was just like, I would love for her to be in charge of her own life, but she can't, she's too unstable. Like,
exactly. And her mom was like, she's worked on herself a lot, I'm excited for this next step for her.
Yeah,
so I'm hoping that's all true. And you know, that's fine. And like, also her mom wasn't making her work while she was in this conservatorship. Her mom, like, she was going to fashion school. She was, you know, doing her own thing. So clearly her mom isn't money hungry, because if she was, she would have been like, you got to keep doing these interviews and these works and then maybe I'll let you out of it. You know how Britney's dad did.
Right.
He made her go on tour and earn him more money. So I'm hoping for the best.
Me too.
It seems like a better situation.
I saw... You know I love a good conspiracy.
You love a conspiracy. And I am like rational where I'm like, it could be a mess and a lie, but I'm hoping it's not.
Right, right. I did see a conspiracy like, I want to say like 2 years ago when Britney really started posting like the chaotic stuff on her Instagram. Like, you know, like the dancing videos and like the rant. You know what I'm talking about? Like the random like.
I know exactly. Just the posing with the low rise and the. Bra every day.
And the head flips. I saw a conspiracy or theory that the reason that she was doing all of that and like putting that content out there is because like she was trying to make herself not as appealing to the general public anymore so that her dad would stop sending her to do all this work and all these interviews and all these concerts.
I would
and
have
stuff.
Believed that, but she's out of the conservatorship and she's still doing that.
Did you see the one from last night in the red dress?
Yes, of course. I love her. And if this is making her happy, I will like every single post.
Oh, right.
I personally would never post those types of things on my Instagram. But girls having fun, let her have fun.
She's having a blast.
She deserves to have, do whatever she wants fun-wise from here on out.
At some point, you and I have to discuss her boyfriend because I need to know your thoughts on him. And
I haven't done a deep dive because I'm scared I'm going to hate him.
I know.
And I don't want to, I want her to be happy. So I'm just going to pretend that he is just is like a Britney fanboy and is in love with her. And that's it. Because like, okay. I think that's what should, that's all only she's going to end up with. Somebody
you're like willing it to happen.
Yeah.
Via not educating yourself. You're like, if I don't think about it.
At a set of mind. That's not my business. So.
Love it.
I just hope she's right. happy. That's all I want for her.
Oh, me too. Yeah. That's all I want for both of them. Like Amanda and Brittany.
Yeah. Because both of them brought me so much happiness in my childhood.
Yeah.
I hope they are blessed with the same amount of happy.
Agreed. And also that judge that she that got assigned to Amanda's case is supposed to address the petition on March 22nd. So like not too far from now. So okay, hopefully we'll have a follow up at the end of March.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay. I know you're going to hate it.
Before we go on the next one, I'm going to check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
All right, what's the next news segment?
All right, we're not going to spend too much time on it, but we do have a follow-up to Pete Davidson and Kanye.
I am over... How are they?
How is Kanye? It's not they, it's how is Kanye? Because no one's.
Didn't Pete Davidson have to delete his Instagram account because Kanye told everyone to go put hate on it?
Oh my God. Grow up.
Right. Why are a bunch of children? Grow up.
Right. So, yes, Pete Davidson recently returned to Instagram after deleting his old account back in 2018 and then again in 2020 due to mental health reasons. So last week, his new account at PMD popped up and immediately gained millions of followers despite not actually posting anything yet. must be nice. And now, where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. Okay. So he started his Instagram, didn't post anything on it. And then people were speculating that the only reason that he was returning to Instagram was to kind of challenge Kanye, who we talked about last week has been lashing out at Pete on his own social media and calling for fans to yell at him and saying Pete would never meet his children and using his social media to harass his ex-wife and, you know, so on. So... Despite fans praying that Pete would use his return to Instagram to fight back against Kanye's online harassment, Pete never actually interacted with him at all because he's
who spammed with hate and death threats.
He's just taken the higher road. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Yeah, because there's no way to fight. You can't, like, am I allowed to say Kanye's crazy right now? Is that something I'm allowed to say?
I think he has a lot of mental health issues that need to be addressed and are not being addressed.
Okay. So. You can't fight a person like that and win because they're either going to ignore what you say or they're just going to be more out, just make up things, go out and just be more lavish and not lavish, but extreme with what they do.
It's going to fuel it no matter what he does.
Yeah, you're going to stoop to his level, whereas what he wants you to do. People like that, there's no, the high ground is you don't say anything and it pisses them off and they just keep yelling into a void.
Yeah.
Or you stoop down to their level, which is what they wanted, and then they can rag on you for all the crap you've done at that level, even though that's where they are too.
Right.
So the only thing Pete Davidson can do is not say anything, and it sucks. Right. It sucks.
Yep.
When you have someone publicly stating either private facts or complete lies, you want to stand up for yourself. It's a natural thing. Your ego, your pride, you want to stand up for yourself. You don't want people to hate you over things you either have done, but it was like a private thing, or haven't done, because that's obviously crazy. But in those situations, you literally have to stay quiet because there's nothing else you can do.
Right. Yeah.
That sucks.
And I want to make it clear that I'm not giving Kanye a pass just because he's suffering from mental health issues right now.
Like, no.
It's an explanation, but not an excuse.
No, you can have your own mental issues and still be a decent human being.
Right, exactly.
Like, that doesn't give you an excuse to be a poop face ever.
A poop face.
I was going to cuss, and then I realized I was on All Things Internet, not Rachel Uncensored.
I like that you caught yourself. Yeah. So the only thing that Pete did post on that on his Instagram account was an exclusive behind the scene video clip from the set of his new movie, The Home, which he's currently filming. But despite not feeding into the drama and simply just promoting his work, Kanye's fans decided this would be a prime time to harass Pete themselves. So they flooded his one post with so many hate messages, with things saying like, you need to find God and Kanye forever, and calling him skeet, which is a nice little term that Kanye coined himself. And
why do people feel the need? Like, any celebrity, even if it was my favorite celebrity, I don't know who my favorite celebrity is, but even if I had like a favorite celebrity and they broke it off with their significant other and I loved them being together, there is not a single percent or ounce of me that would feel the need to go attack their ex's new significant other.
Right.
Like, there's not a single ounce of me that feels I would. Why do people feel the need to do that?
I've never understood fans' need to get involved in celebrities' drama, unless like the celebrity like needs to be called out for something or like educated on something. Fine, whatever. Like, leave a comment and be like,
educate. Always educate.
Educate. Right. Educate yourself. But like, yeah, doing something like that, like rooting for Kanye's old marriage. And
like, because Pete Davidson hasn't done anything wrong in this scenario. No. I'm not saying ever. He is definitely messed up. But in this scenario, he's just dating Kim.
Right.
That's not a.
We don't know how that happened. We don't know.
We have no idea. Listen, we can't explain witchcraft. We can't explain it. It's just not possible.
No.
But. No.
Yeah.
Like, he's not. If we found out Pete Davidson was allegedly like physically hurting Kim, or like did something inappropriate or whatever, then I can understand people dragging him because he was doing something bad. But he's not doing that. That was me making a scenario up. But I don't want someone to take that clip and run with it. But for just dating her, that's not he's not doing it. He doesn't deserve that in this scenario.
Right. Yeah, the poor guy. And then he like, because of, well, he hasn't exclusively come out and said like, because of all this online bullying, like, I'm deleting my Instagram. He just quietly deleted his Instagram.
He could have had, because he's filming a movie. Sometimes in these things, your agents like, you have to promote your new movie or whatever.
Yeah.
So he could have had to do that and been like, look, it's not getting the hype you guys want because I'm in the middle of this thing. And they're like, okay, you can just delete it. That is very well what could have happened. Being like, him being like, I don't actually want to get on social media, but his agents and managers and contracts said he has to promote his thing. I'm not saying that's what happened, but that could have been a thing. And then he's like, see, I tried deleting it now. Well, I don't care about social media.
Although I have to say this worked. Like, if that was a whole publicity stunt, like not the Kanye thing, but like if just reactivating during this time, promoting and then deactivating was a whole publicity stunt, I had no idea he was filming a movie. So and now I
guess,
do.
Guess who's running the strings behind his life now? The one and only.
Oh, he should be so lucky.
So obviously this was a very well planned publicity thing.
That's true.
Think about
it. Yeah.
Because why in the world would he want to get on social media at the moment? He doesn't care about social media.
Oh my God, you're right. Kris Jenner. At it again.
The devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder. Come on now.
Yep.
Think about it.
Oh my God. What I wouldn't give for her to run my social media. No. I take it back. That would be so hectic and so much pressure.
She knows what
she's doing.
You're not allowed to mess up. When someone messes up, it's all hell breaks loose, you know.
Oh, right. Oh, like what were we talking about? Who was it? Courtney's boyfriend.
Accidentally posted that, like,
Kylie. Travis posted, the baby bottle. Although, again, when we, broke that story and basically said that, like,
we broke it. No, we didn't.
Well, reported on it. When we reported that he, like, posted that baby bottle photo, like, allegedly the baby had not been born then and was born later.
Yeah.
But like, what if that in itself was a publicity stunt? Like to act like he messed up?
You never know. You never know.
Oh my God. Kris Jenner.
The internet is never as it seems.
No. Yeah.
Remember anyway. That, kids. I'm actually wearing a mask and my skin is actually purple. You don't know.
Next BuzzFeed article. Rachel Ballinger
is an alien. Fooled you all.
Oh my God. All right. Anyway, you ready for the next one?
Yeah, let's check one more time to see if we have another sponsor, though. Sponsor. All right, go for it.
Okay, so even though we're not going to be deep diving into the stuff going on in Ukraine and Russia right now, we are going to be talking about like a sub story that branches off of it. So, okay, tell me if I'm wrong. Do you know who Anna Lynn McCord is? Like, previous to this, did you know who that was?
No, I have no idea who that is. I probably should, but I don't.
I have never heard of her. She's some actress that had been on, like, I want to say, like, 90210. Like, she had made appearances on various shows and, like, no, like I genuinely thought she was like a G-list celebrity.
Okay, I mean, I've never heard of her, but I am also someone that doesn't know the names of any celebrities. Like, it takes
I didn't even
a
recognize her face. So I don't know. Someone tell me if I'm wrong, but like, I did not think she was up and coming. But anyway, she put out a 2-minute spoken word poem directed towards Putin on Twitter a few days ago, where she recited verses about how she wishes she could have been the Russian leader's mother because he would have been, and I quote, so loved that he wouldn't have wanted to resort to violence. So just in case you didn't have the delight of seeing this video yourself, let me just enlighten you to some of the absolute bars this woman dropped.
You drop the bars, please. I'm curious as to why this was her take on what's happening with Putin. Is if I was his mother, this would never be an issue. Please,
if only he had been cuddled more. Yeah. Here we go. Dear President, if I was your mother.
sorry.
It's one of those situations.
Such a great delivery.
It's one of those situations where, like, it's not funny, but it is so out there that
it's obscure.
It has to be funny. Like, we have to be able to laugh at this. Like, yeah. It's tone deaf and it's wrong and, like, read the room, girl. But, like, we're going to laugh at how ridiculous she is.
Okay.
So, dear President, if I was your mother, the world would have been warm. So much laughter and joy, and nothing would harm. I can't imagine the stain, the soul-stealing pain that the little boy you must have seen and believed you were.
Was that it?
I mean, it goes on, but that was...
I don't need to hear anymore.
I feel like that, like, those lines really...
So she's saying Putin is bad, but she's saying... She could have fixed him.
Exactly. This is like that is key. I can fix him. Energy.
Yeah. No. Don't. You don't have to fix anybody. They have to fix themselves. And there's no going back in time. So why don't you say, Putin, you suck. Ukraine, how can I help? Ukraine people, how can I help?
Right. I saw someone on Twitter repost the video with the caption, "A true white woman masterpiece."
Yes, that is exactly what that is. What?
Yeah, it was so weird. And of course, this video like went mega viral and everyone was reposting it, like not in support, but like totally making fun of her and being like, what is actually wrong with you?
Why did she sit? What was she late? How was she was like reading about the war in Ukraine? And I was like, you know what would benefit everyone? You know what would help? Is if I wrote a poem to Putin.
Right.
Telling I would have loved you better than your own mother, because that is going to help or fix or bring positivity to the world. I don't know. Listen, if her heart was in the right place, I'll appreciate that. But read the room.
Would you like to know where her heart was? Because she gave a statement.
Oh, I would love to hear this. See, this is me trying to be like, maybe it's not as bad as it is. I hope it's not. It probably is, but let's hope. What is it?
You always give everyone the benefit of the doubt.
I try until they prove me wrong, and then you're done.
Right. All right. So when asked about why she would put this out there for the world to see, she said, and I quote, "I know how I could easily have moved in the direction of becoming a dictator myself. If certain circumstances of my life were different, were I a little less bent towards healing and more towards vindication, I could have been a darkly powerful person."
Did she just say that she understands dictators and was almost one? Did she just say she understands Putin?
Like, am I missing something big? Like, I was literally
so hard for her to be like, man, I wish this didn't happen. It really sucks that Putin is this bad of a guy. If he was just loved a little more, I feel inspired to write about that. That's where I was hoping she was.
Right.
But she understands dictators and could have been one herself. What was she going to dictate?
That's what I'm saying. I have never even heard of her. Like, she could run smack into me in the grocery store and I would just think she was a normal, regular person. Like, no idea who she is. So I'm pretty sure her, like,
hold on. What's her
infrequent?
I need to look up her name. I need to look up her
okay.
face. It's going to bug.
Okay. It's Anna Lynn, one word, Anna Lynn,
okay.
L-Y-N-N-E, McCord,
okay,
M-C-C.
She popped up immediately.
Like,
no, I would not know who this is.
No! And, like, I'm pretty sure her, like, random cameos in TV shows aren't going to lead to, like, total world domination anytime soon. So,
she's with the dude from that jail escape, whatever show that is.
No
Prison Break?
Nope.
All right, whatever. She's with that dude, but I've never seen her face before in my life.
Yeah.
I want to
know
what
she
would
dictate.
All right. I feel like we're rudely ragging on her, but at this point, I'm just confused. Because I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, and then I got
we're
even
all
more confused.
Right.
Like, poetic people feel the need to write about their thoughts.
Write about the people suffering. Write about the displaced people. Write about the people fleeing.
Like, I'm not going to attempt to understand poems and art.
No.
But the statement, no. I'm going to...
Yep, that's just where we're going to leave that.
Choking on the weirdness of it all. All right. We're going to move on. What's next?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
All right. Last news story that we have for today is the CDC announced on Friday that most people can stop wearing masks inside, even in schools. So that's awesome. I'm saying very sarcastically if you're only listening to the podcast and not seeing my face. Only people in communities considered high risk, or about 37% of the country, are recommended to keep using their masks indoors, according to these new guidelines. So the CDC director said that people are still welcome to wear a mask in public settings if they feel safer, but the new recommendations are expected to allow most communities to significantly relax their mask requirements. So this decision came after they decided to shift their focus to the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations and hospital capacity in countries rather than the number of new infections. So basically, like, they're allowing counties to drop their mask rule if they have the hospital room to take in COVID hospitalizations.
Because they're like, you're all going to end up hospitalized if you're not vaccinated. So if the hospitals can handle it, you're allowed to get sick and spread it.
That's pretty much what I'm getting from this.
I mean, honestly, it's like, I'm not surprised at all. Because clearly, it's not like, people are over it, even though it's not over. And people are just starting to not care, and it's still spreading. And it's like, if you get the vaccine, high chances are you're fine. If you don't get it, there's a good chance you won't be fine. And that's kind of on people now.
I just feel bad for the people that literally cannot get the vaccine.
I'm like, yes, same. And I'm not saying I'm not in support of this at all. I'm saying,
oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
But no. And it's like, I don't want my brother, both yeah. either my brothers or all, I have a bunch of nieces and nephews who can't get vaccinated and they're kids. Yep. And like, I don't want them to get it. And it's,
yep.
you know, like, I don't want my parents are old. While they yep. are all vaccinated, all the adults in my family are vaccinated because science wins.
Yep.
I still don't want anyone. I don't want that chance. And I don't like it.
Like, yeah.
I don't.
Well.
And it.
Yeah.
My nieces and nephews, a lot of them can't get vaccinated. And so we're just going to be like, well, let's hope they're healthy enough.
Well, same thing. I live with a 3-year-old, a 1-year-old, and I'll. Yep, I live with a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and they can't get vaccinated yet. So it's like we're all stuck at home, and especially now that they're dropping masks indoors, it's like we were occasionally like taking the 3-year-old into like an ice cream shop. If everyone yeah. in there was masked, like we would take him in to like order it, and then we'd go outside to eat it, or we would take him into a cafe to order and outside to eat it. And it's like now we can't even do that. Like if they're dropping these mask rules.
Yeah, because it was sucks. Like there's a lot of time I can't see my family because – I live with people who go out and do things and whatever.
Yeah.
And I sometimes go out and do things. I travel and my family has to be extra safe. But so it was like I could see them if I only went to like the grocery store and like picked up food and like just did normal errands
right.
in masked places while everyone's wearing yep. their mask. I wasn't allowed to do like indoor dining with your mask off or whatever if I wanted to see my family.
Right.
Now I feel like all of that's going to go out the window because
yep.
going to do anything, even if I'm wearing a mask, makes it me more vulnerable to catching it, whether I get symptoms or not, I could still spread it.
Yep.
So I'm like, this is just going to make it harder for me to see my family. I was luckily enough to
right.
I was able to see my dad this weekend because aww. I realized I hadn't done anything in a maskless area indoors. Like I was like, oh,
yeah.
I've been wearing my mask. We've just been ordering food. I haven't done anything this week. So I was
yeah.
able to see my dad. And I was like, but I won't be able to do that if no one is wearing a mask at the grocery store and I go pick up food.
Yep.
This
sucks.
I understand.
Well, and
I'm not surprised, but
I'm not surprised, but it's like I don't support it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And according to this morning's latest data, 37.3% of the U.S. would be considered at a high level so that they would have to continue masking. So the CDC just like isn't caring about a third of the U.S. They're just like,
of course not. Of course not.
They're like, have fun. Yeah. So.
It's yeah.
Yep. What is going on?
Cool.
Anyway, all right. For happier news, are you ready for our game?
Yes. Yes, I am. All right. We got about 10 to 15 minutes left in this business. Let's have some fun.
Okay. Luckily, this is a very fast game. Today we're going to play 5-second rule, where I give you 5 seconds to name 3 answers to the topic or question I ask.
Great.
Are you feeling ready?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm good at this game.
All right. I got to get my timer. Hold on. We're taking this seriously.
Okay. What do I win?
A gold star.
All right. Done.
Uh-huh.
I love a gold star.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Name 3 beauty YouTubers or influencers.
Manny Imue, James Charles, Nikki Tutorials.
Nice. All right.
Nailed it.
Name 3 YouTubers with over 10 million subscribers.
JoJo Siwa, Miranda Sings, Philip DeFranco.
Wow. All right. Name 3 LGBTQ TikTokers.
Rachel Ballinger, JoJo Siwa. Fudge, I don't know people's names. I don't know people's names. I just know their faces. I'm the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell you all of their skits, and I could tell you, I can word for word their videos. Don't know their names. I could describe them.
Who is my news anchor that I am obsessed with?
Yeah, we're friends on TikTok. I think her videos are cool. Don't know her name. I'm the worst. Because I don't
Mitchell.
Sit there and look at their, like, I see their face and I recognize their face and their content and who they are, but I don't go, what's their name? And look at their little handle. It'll do it.
Fair enough. All right. Name 3 ways to make money on the internet.
Ads, AdSense, OnlyFans.
You barely made that.
Because I was going to say FanJoy. That's my merch site, which also would have worked.
Yeah, use code. Just kidding. all right. Name three reasons an influencer could get canceled.
Racism, homophobia, adultism. Adulting. What is it? Cheating on someone? Adultism? Adultery.
Adulting. Adult.
I'm an adultery.
You don't get that one. Adulting. Racism, homophobia, adulting.
Honestly,
getting
though,
your chores done.
If
paying
you
your
stop
bills.
Being relevant, is done.
Oh my god. All right, two more. Let's think. All right, name three apps you would keep if you had to delete the rest.
Instagram, Cameo, TikTok.
Cameo?
I make money on that business. Get out. Also, I make people happy.
All right. All right.
Those are genuinely the three apps I use on my phone. That's it. I guess Safari, but whatever.
Oh, my God. Name three YouTube challenges.
Chubby Bunny, Cinnamon Challenge, and What's in My Mouth.
Okay. All right. All right.
That was my era.
Wait, what's in my mouth?
You've never played What's in My Mouth?
Nope.
You literally make, well, my sister made me play it with her. You close your eyes and someone sticks something in your mouth and you have to use your tongue in your mouth to decide what it is.
I do not have that much trust in people.
No. I played with my sister. I was fully expecting cat poop.
Oh my God. Honestly, get the views. Yeah. All right, last one. Name three of Jenna Marbles' dogs.
Peach, Marbles. Kirby.
Kermit.
A Simit.
A Weech. A Weechies. All right. Not bad.
Thank you. I think I actually did pretty good on that one. It's like I knew what I was trying to say the whole time. The words just didn't come out.
I feel that.
I wasn't sitting there. All right.
That's how I would have been. Do we have time for our nod to Gwen real quick?
Yes. Go for it. Not right. To my mother.
We're going to do three truths and a lie about chickens. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. Figure out which one's not true. Number one, if all chickens on Earth were evenly distributed among all of the people on Earth, each person would have at least three chickens.
I kind of believe it.
Number two, chickens can recognize their own name as well as the names of other chickens in their flock.
I actually believe that. Chickens are quite smart.
Number three, the only country in the world with no live chickens is Latvia.
And I don't believe that. I don't believe the Latvia one.
And number four, chickens can swim.
I don't think chickens can. Can chickens swim? I'm trying to think back to if chickens could swim. I don't think chickens can swim.
That's what you're going, the lie is?
Because I feel like my mom would put them in a pool if they could swim.
I would too.
I think that's the lie. Chickens can't swim. Yeah, I don't think chickens can swim.
Chickens can swim.
What? I've never seen a chicken swimming.
I've never seen a chicken swim either, but on whatever website I was on that was giving interesting chicken facts, it said chickens can swim.
What's the lie?
The lie is that the only country in the world with no live chickens is Latvia.
I knew that was the lie. If you hadn't given me the swim one, I would have known.
That's why
I
threw that one in there. The only country in the world that doesn't technically have live chickens is Vatican City. They keep them 16 miles outside of the city borders.
Naturally, of course. It's ridiculous. In the city? Disgusting.
Yeah. All right. We have time for a question?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to let you pick. Also, thank you. Shout out once again to my Gen Z focus group.
Oh my gosh. Did you add anyone to your Gen Z focus group? Did you get any requests?
My inbox is flooded. So what I have to do is I have to go on the ATI Instagram page and create a new one on there.
Okay.
So that I can add all of the people that requested to be in.
All right.
I just was lazy and forgot. So for my OG focus group, they gave us options. All right, number one, we could talk about worst teacher/professor experience. Number two, we could talk about favorite place we've traveled to. Or number three, how many pillows do you sleep with? Because apparently this is a two. Very controversial question.
That is, I have two. One for my head, one for my legs.
Like, to go under your legs?
I'm sorry, do you not sleep with a pillow between your legs when you're sleeping on your side?
No.
Have you ever?
No.
Emily! What? This is the... You and my friend Michael are the only two people I've ever met who have never done this. And it blew his mind. So when you're... I got a pillow. I have a pillow right here. So when you're sleeping on your side, you know how, like, your knees touch? No one wants that. Pillow. Boom. Right in between, on your side, in between. That's like knees, thighs. You can get a long one and stick it to your ankles. You're joking me, right?
No, because I either sleep on my stomach or my back. I'm not really a side sleeper.
Just today. Just, you're not even sleeping. Just go lay down. Put a pillow between your legs. See what happens.
Okay.
There you go. And some girls with big boobs put a tiny little pillow between their boobs.
I sometimes like tuck my shirt in because I'm like, I don't like the feeling of like my boobs sticking to my chest. So I'll do the tuck.
Sure. Do the tuck. But I'm telling you, stick a pillow between your legs and lay on your side with a pillow on for your head. And also, I like to cuddle things sometimes. So I sometimes move my head pillow down a little bit. So I'm like cuddling it like it's someone's chest.
But if you were alone in a bed, you would only sleep with two pillows?
Yeah. That's all I need.
That is wild. I sleep with, a minimum six. Minimum.
What are you? Your body can't touch six pillows at once, Emily. What are you doing?
I like to surround my head. Then I like to press them up against my sides so that I feel like I'm being held because # I'm all alone. And I just like to have them like all around my body. Like I like to be like cocooned.
So
and,
if you were going to go sleep at someone's house and they only handed you two pillows, that's not enough. You'd need more to sleep.
Why do you think I asked if Blaze could sleep in the bed with
me? This is why I let Blaze sleep in the bed with you, I guess. But my girlfriend and I we both only use two pillows, and then we both have things in the bed to cuddle. Because while we do love cuddling, we overheat. You're wiggling your sleep. So we'll cuddle as we fall asleep, and then we roll away, and then both grab our, like, we both have, like, teddy bears and stuff to cuddle. And so we cuddle those. But we both only use two pillows.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's four pillows on our bed.
Yeah. They, in the group chat, they were saying that this was a big online debate. So now I'm curious as to what other people sleep with.
You're about
and to like have... how this could be a debate. Like, I don't care that you sleep with two pillows.
Well, no, because people just are ridiculous and are like, what's the color of math? There's no right answer. You're all ridiculous.
Yeah. The internet just always needs something to argue about. Yeah.
All right. That's it. That's all we're going to do. Please. Sleep with, just put a pillow between your legs, report back.
I will try it tonight and I'll let
you
know.
You don't even have to be trying to fall asleep. I just want you to go lay in bed and see the feeling of it.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah.
That's an easy homework assignment.
Very easy. All right. That's it for today. But please make sure you're following us and liking our show and the episode on all the platforms. Make sure you're following us at All Things Internet Podcast on Instagram and Podcast ATI on Twitter. And then you're following Emily on Instagram and me all the places. And Emily also has a YouTube channel. And make sure you check out the live stream fundraiser on my main channel, 4 p.m. Yeah. Pacific Standard Time this coming Thursday. We're going to raise money for the people of Ukraine. And I'm going to do something to entertain you guys for an hour. That's it. All right. I love you guys so much. Emily, anything else to say?
Love you guys.
Love you. And we'll see you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at Podcast ATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.